Unexpected news from the literal immigration front. President Obama plans to send up to 1,200 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border and get more funding to combat drug smuggling there. That comes after demands from both Republicans and Democrats that he tighten the southwest border. We're joined now by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, this seems completely sudden and unexpected.
Well, it did kind of come out of nowhere, and indeed, members of Congress were surprised by the news. The president himself was in the Senate yesterday, Celeste, meeting with the Senate Republican Conference to get together, talk about a range of issues. Immigration came up, but this was news to them. I spoke to Senator John McCain, who's from Arizona, of course, and a big border security proponent. Listen to what he said when he heard the news about this beef up at the border.
The president did not mention that he was going to announce that there was 1,500 additional troops. He did not mention that in our conversation, and John Kyle brought it up specifically.
And it was only about 2 hours after that conversation that the White House announced through a member of Congress that they were indeed sending 1,200. It's not 1,500. McCain got it a bit wrong there. 1,200 National Guard troops to the border, Celeste.
Well, and these National Guard troops are tasked with specifically what?
Well, the White House says they are tasked with primarily helping border security and justice officials targeting drug trafficking, drugs, illegal weapons, money, and violence associated with illegal activity. So not specifically illegal immigration.
Okay, Todd, one of our listeners actually called us at 8778-MY-TAKE, and they have a question for you that they hope you can clear up.
Rich from Charlottesville. It seems to me that their charter is more than to fight drugs. To stop illegal immigrants from crossing the border, not just drug smugglers, but illegal immigrants in general.
Is that true?
Well, according to a letter that the National Security Advisor and the White House Advisor on Homeland Security, John O'Brien and James Jones, sent to the Hill last night, it's just the drugs, illegal weapons, and human trafficking. Now, this does have an immigration piece, of course, because this obviously frees up border protection agents to do their job, which is fighting illegal immigration and people coming across the border who are undocumented. So their direct policy, according to the letter, which, by the way, we're posting on the takeaway.org, so people can go to the website and read the letter from the White House to the Hill on exactly what the policy is, but that says it's just drugs and illegal activities.
But does this give us any clue on where the debate over immigration reform is going?
Well, it's the politics of this and the policy implications are very interesting, Celeste, because the big question is, why now? Where did this immigration, this border policy come from? There is a war funding bill on the Senate floor right now. Republicans have been going to the floor and offering lots of amendments on border security now. McCain wants 6,000 National Guard troops sent to the border, and he's offered an amendment as such. So it's pretty clear that the White House kind of preempted these calls for border security. The president is walking a bit of a line here. I think what he's doing is addressing the issue of border security. A lot of almost all Republicans and a lot of Democrats want this addressed, and it is an election year, but he's walking a bit of a line. Give people something to glom onto. Yes, we are beefing up the border. Frankly, give Democrats something to vote for. Go back home and say, yes, I voted to increase border security, these 1,200 troops. But if you do too much on border security, you take something important off the table. The president wants to do comprehensive immigration reform. He said so yesterday to the Republicans. If you secure the border completely before you can get that done, you take something off the table that a lot of people
want. The
urgency,
for sure.
Yep,
Todd
absolutely.
Zwillick is the Takeaways Washington correspondent.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.